The Trudeau government starts a podcast registry, and censorship looms around the corner? Maybe not, maybe so. Hi, I'm Brian Lilly, political columnist with the Toronto Sun. You have probably heard by now that the steps of implementing Bill C-11, the Online Streaming Act, are taking place. The CRTC announcing late on Friday that podcasters will now have to register. They're going to be regulated. You're going to have to register. You may have to pay fees. All of that is still being worked out. But by November, you better be signed up with the government if you're going to be offering podcast services in Canada. Yep, this is for anyone streaming a podcast. Not you if you decide to share it on social media, but any streaming service carrying podcasts available to Canadians is going to have to register. This has lots of people reacting sharply, like myself on X, formerly known as Twitter. Yeah, my message was pretty blunt. I don't think this is a good idea. Elon Musk, the man who owns X, formerly Twitter, also had a pretty strong statement. He said that Justin Trudeau is basically trying to bring in censorship. Is Trudeau doing that? Here's the problem. We don't know. Why? Because Bill C-11 is so broad-reaching. But it's still very vague. So much of it was left up to regulations that we don't know if censorship is going to happen, but it could because of the way the bill is written and structured. The CRTC has been given enormous powers to draw up the regulations that it will use. We didn't know until last Friday that podcast services would have to register, but not audiobook services. Both provide audio content on a streaming service to Canadians, but one is going to face regulations, the other is not. It's an odd decision, one the government didn't make directly through legislation, it's one the CRTC brought in, just like they could bring in all kinds of regulations. They claim that's not going to happen, but I'm going to take you through some of what the CRTC has on their website and show you why this is concerning and why they shouldn't be regulating the internet at all, since they can't run a valid website. So here is the CRTC's website, where the other day they posted that they're going to bring in these regulations. CRTC takes major step forward to modernize Canada's broadcasting framework. Scroll down and here's where you have it. All about podcast. Online services that offer podcasts must register. However, individuals who use social media to share podcasts do not. Well, interesting thing, this is all part of this, modernizing the broadcasting system, working together to create the broadcasting system of the future. Now, as you go through this webpage for the CRTC, and this is perhaps their best looking webpage yet, they have something called myths and facts. And on their myths and facts page, they say the CRTC will regulate content and digital creators. They claim that is a myth. They say, fact, we will only regulate broadcasters, including providers of both traditional broadcasting and services and online streaming services. They say podcasters making content that is carried on audio streaming platforms, well, they're not going to be regulated. That's a bit like saying, I'm not going to regulate the individual driver, but I'm going to regulate the roads and how you must operate on those roads. The CRTC fundamentally doesn't understand the internet. By regulating these streaming services like Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, they are in effect regulating the individual podcasters. Right now, if you produce a podcast, you don't upload it to all of these services. You don't even pay these services to carry them. What you do is you pay a hosting service. Could be run by one of these companies, could be run by another, like Libsyn, very popular one. You pay, you upload your podcast, it's distributed, and then the individual who wants to listen picks it up there. I'm not sure the CRTC understands all of this. When you regulate the streaming platform, either by imposing fees, which will get passed down to the podcast producer, or by bringing in rules about what can and can't be said, how things are done, well, those will impact the streaming platforms. Well, that means that to be on those platforms, you're going to have to follow those regulations. So of course you are regulating the individual, you're just doing it indirectly. Now the CRTC has been consulting for quite a while on this, but it's odd. Not a lot of average Canadians jumped in to say, hey, I wanna have my say on Bill C-11 and how it's implemented. Here's the actual page for the interventions or submissions that they received. Only three at the top from individual Canadians, and then a bunch from different companies, mostly in the broadcasting area, online or otherwise. I want to show you what happens, though, and this is why I'm going to say that the CRTC shouldn't be regulating the internet. They still run their website like they're using Netscape Navigator and it's 1998. If you don't know what Netscape Navigator is, that's part of the point. It's a really old technology that nobody uses anymore. The CRTC website, well, it looks like it was built for Netscape Navigator. Check out this. I want to see what Spotify had to say about these regulations. You click on related documents, it brings you to a new page. Well, you click on intervention. What does that do? It downloads another web page. It downloads a web page that's going to take me to this. It loads in Microsoft Edge, not even Chrome that I was using, Microsoft Edge. Let me go back to this. But what I want to do is look at what the CRTC is doing. I click on Spotify. Well, now it uploads a PDF or downloads a PDF. I'm having to download a PDF instead of reading about it on their site. Now, Spotify does have a lot to say about podcasting and how all of this is going to work because they are one of the world's premier programs, premier platforms for podcast listeners. They have a lot to say about this. The CRTC should be listening to them, but I'm not sure that when Spotify speaks, the CRTC understands. It's an outdated, outmoded regulatory body that doesn't even understand how broadcasting works anymore, and now they're being asked to figure out how to regulate the internet. This is going to end badly. There will be costs passed down to individual users, individual producers that aren't foreseen at this point. There are going to be regulations. There could be censorship. Will it be blanket? No. Will it be creeping? Quite possibly. The prospect is there because the regulatory framework is there. That is why I have been screaming about C11 and C10 before it since they introduced this back in April of 2021. This has been a bad legislative proposal from the beginning, and now it's becoming a bad regulatory framework that everyone's going to have to deal with because the CRTC says so. This is not an organization fit for the 21st century. It should be abolished, and the government should go back to the drawing board on this. Let me know what you think. Drop a comment down below. Share this on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel.